I heard there's a lot of people excited to hear about all your extraction.
Yes. I'm kind of nervous, but we're going to
dissect. You're nervous. Everything. I'm nervous. Everyone's
Since
nervous.
When were you nervous, Jay?
You know, I have word vomit problems. Things just come up, and then I got, you know, retract.
It's okay. We got this. We got this.
You got this. All right. So why don't we give a little introduction and what we're going to discuss on this little mini series. So Pity Lisa.
Yes.
You can go first. What will this entail?
Okay, so our whole podcast will be about my dating life and other stuff that happened. And all the guys that Shay doesn't like.
Oh, that's a long list. I have the list actually. She sent me the list. I think I kind of deciphered a lot what it means. Some names have little, like, asterisks by it, and I'm pretty sure I know what it means now.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
It's okay.
But a little bit about me and Shay. We met freshman year of high school.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm sitting on a bench, minding my own business, and then all of a sudden I hear a car door slam, and this girl goes, "Fine then, leave. I'll just make new friends." And then she plops down next to me and she goes, "Hi, I'm Anna. What's your name?" And that's history.
Exactly. Yep. After school, I always look for Shay.
Yep. And then I actually convinced her to play volleyball.
Yeah.
Because she moved here from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what, sophomore year?
Freshman year. Yeah.
And then she was like, "Oh no, I don't want to play volleyball. I used to, but I'm like, come play with me." So, yeah, we played volleyball in high school and then in college. Not like at college, but like, you know.
Like outside league.
Yeah. So.
And if you hear me, call her Bae. That's my name for her. So I'm not calling you guys Bae. I'm calling her Bae. Okay.
Just for clarification.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, Shay. The stories.
So what? Would you like to just get right on into it? Give them a special episode of number one?
Oh, my gosh. Number one. We have to change his name. We didn't think about this.
Do you want to just call him number one, or do you want to refer to him as a name?
Let's just say
we're really good at making up names for people.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of nicknames for people.
Yeah, we do.
Like, we have nicknames for each other.
We
Little
do.
Little Bitchy Dactyl is Shay.
Yeah, and she's Big Bitchosaurus. So
yeah, we were like in this dino phase.
Yeah, and then our third trio, she's a Little Bitchotops. We love you, Keith.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Keith, we love you. She's a mama, okay. So she's busy.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to give him a fake name? How about Tubes for Tube Socks?
Oh my God. I remember when she first met him. And she was like, "What the hell's up with his socks?"
Apparently it's an Oahu boy thing. Or I don't know. I never see it. But the first time I met him, he had his jeans tucked into his Tube Socks. And I was like, "Anna, what is going on?" And she's like, "It's fashion." I'm like, "No, it's not."
I don't. I like Tupac. Wait,
tube socks. Tube Socks. Okay.
I'm going to say Tupac.
So Tube Socks is who she dated in high school, junior year.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay. I started dating him sophomore year, but, like, Shay met him junior year.
Yeah, because we went up to States, and then he came to our games. And then I first met him in the mall. I'm guessing that's why he had his jeans tucked into his socks, because, you know, it's the mall, right? Anyway. Okay, so one of the most memorable things that I have of this dude is he came to Hilo and she snuck him into school and none of the teachers said anything. No one, like, they didn't just notice a random student just sitting in all their classes. And he did that for like a couple days, right?
Yeah, he did it for a couple days.
First of all, who comes to Hilo just to go to a different high school the whole day?
Yeah, he literally, I think he went for like a whole week.
Yeah, because he can end up going to the pep rally. And that's usually on Fridays.
No, we stayed in the classroom together during the pep rally. You guys were at the pep rally.
Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is. Yeah.
And then we had a moment in the classroom.
Honestly, that's kind of legendary. It's bad. Don't do that. That's bad. But when she told me that happened, I was like, "Are you crazy?"
Disinfect all the tables.
Oh my gosh. Can we say it? Can we talk about that?
It's already out there.
It's okay. Anyway, what else happened? Oh.
Shay, tell them.
One day, her mother calls me. And she's like, "Shay, have you seen Anna? Or have you heard from Anna?" And I'm like, "No." And she goes, "Okay. Let me know if you hear anything from her." And I'm like, "Okay." At the time, I didn't know that she was technically considered missing.
I ran away.
And I text her and I called her. And I don't remember if you answered, but I also don't remember being too concerned about it. So I think I ended up talking to like one of your other friends, and maybe like was it Eva?
Yeah, it was probably Eva.
And then she told me where you were, because I thought Eva knew, or someone knew. I don't know if it was her, but I talked to someone, and someone knew, and I was like, oh, so she was basically at one of like the rattiest hotels that we have
in Hilo,
which is currently closed now, but anyway, we won't name names. She was on a little vacation with Mr. Tube Socks over there. And how long were you gone for?
It was just for a day, I think, maybe 2 days.
It had to have been longer than that for your mother to start calling all your friends.
Yeah, that's probably 2 days.
Oh my gosh. And how long were you together with him?
How long we were dating?
Yeah.
3.5 years.
Was that long?
Yeah. Because he was even in college too. But then.
But you guys never saw each other though.
Huh?
He was like barely. He only visited a few times.
Mm-hmm. And then I would go to Oahu to see him.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But like. It kind of interferes with boy number two, so we can't talk about boy number two until the next episode.
This is true. But yeah, so anyway, when Anna was found, if you guys know Anna personally, she's always had long, beautiful hair, right? But if you look at her high school photos, you notice that she kind of went short, like super short. And she had like a little... Yeah, anyway... She had a little, she had a pixie cut. And what happened was, when she got home, her dad decided to give her a nice little chop.
Right, as a punishment. And I look like a boy.
You rocked it, though. You added highlights. You tried to make it better.
Oh, right. My mom had to try and cut it to make it even and put in highlights and... ran away for a stupid boy, got my hair cut.
A stupid boy who tucked in his jeans.
Right. That dude.
Bad. And so how did it end? Like, why did you guys break up?
He couldn't handle the distance. And he didn't trust me.
He didn't trust you.
Right? It was him. I don't know. He was going out with his friends almost every night. And he didn't trust me. I was like, well, I'm like so on lockdown every day, so I don't know how you can't trust me.
Yeah. No, you couldn't go anywhere. Unless it was with me. Her parents were completely okay if she was with me. They're like, oh, are you going to Shay's? Okay. Mm-hmm. And mind you, like, it wasn't no code. Like, when she's going to Shay's, like, she was going to Shay's. Like,
yeah. I had to be at Shay's. I had to show proof.
Yeah. Our life consisted of volleyball, eating whole pizzas.
Uh-huh.
And
watching 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, at Keek's house. Mm-hmm. And at the theater. We would go to that at the theater. Anyway.
Those are fun days. And eating ice cream, Halo Top. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was really good. Okay, but yeah, I think what else was about special about number one?
I remember right after one of our games, he came. I don't know if you were there, but Evo was there because she was laughing at me because I jumped on him. Were you there?
I feel like I was.
Like, I ran up to him and I jumped on him and hugged him.
Aww.
I don't know. Eva's always like, your legs, you look like the daddy long leg spider. Jumping all over him. I was like, oh, well, okay, thank you.
You kind of see like a Venus fly trap. Like,
a sexy one. On.
Yeah,
sexy. With long legs.
A sexy daddy long leg spider. Visualize that.
Right.
I always thought of Anna of like a newborn baby giraffe.
Oh, yes.
Like,
yes.
Especially on when she plays back row in volleyball. It's so cute. Like a baby giraffe standing up for the first time all wobbling.
No, literally, that's me in the back.
So, yeah. Okay, I think that's pretty much it, right, for number one?
For number one, yeah. Besides, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what he's doing now. I think he's married and has kids.
Yikes. That could have been you.
Yeah, but I'm good.
Yeah, we're all good. All right, thanks for tuning in for episode one of the Distractions.
Yep, it's a short one, but hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, we want to incorporate other little segments, like besides her very active dating life. Anna has also gone on like dates, where like sushi dates, you know, yes, just for sushi food dates and stuff, and some are more memorable than the others, so she'll also be talking about that as like a short segment of like memorable date of the week, you know.
fun times.
Yeah, so I get to live vicariously through Petalisa over here.
Yes, I text her after almost every date.
Okay, and even before dates, she goes and sends me her location, okay? She's on the continental U.S. And I am in Hawaii. And she sends me her location. And she's like, if I don't text you...
In the morning.
Let someone know. I'm like, who? I don't have contact with your mother. And I'm like, send me one of your friends' numbers. And she sends me her cousin. I'm like, okay. And then... she'll text me and I'm like, okay, you're live, cool. But I'm like, why can't she just send this? I can't help her. What does she want me to do? Fly 6 hours?
Right. Well, you're babe. So you're gonna know my location. I think my location is still on, so you can still see my location. Okay, so tune in next week for point number two, shrimp.
It could be his favorite food. They don't know.
Right. I think we're not saying any names.
I'm pretty sure they know who they are. They
I think only my friends and family would know. Like, extended people, like, that don't know me personally or whatnot, they would be like, what's going on? Oh, well.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, bless your soul. And tune in for more next week.
Yes, up, bless up, boom, kanani, and your nani ho.
Bye.
Bye, guys.